How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night once again, and it is time for The Basement. My name is Brett Olson, and I'll be here until about 10:30 tonight playing all the bass-driven genres. A little bit of bass-heavy electro to start things off, moving into some dubstep, some drum and bass, some glitch hop, and a little bit of everything, actually. Starting things off, we have a nondescript remix of NERD Nerd. This one's called Time for Some Action. Hopefully you guys have some plans for tonight. If you are without the evening activities, fantastic resource to find bass music events within the city, shahdjs.com, shahdjs.com. They have a wonderful calendar there that outlines all the events in the city day by day, month by month, regardless of crew, regardless of promo team or venue, it's all there. So check it out, shahdjs.com. If you guys have any questions, comments, feel free to call in. I'll be in the station awaiting your voice, 604-822-2487. Once again, 604-822-CITR. If you can't catch the whole show, make sure to check out CITR.ca for the recorded sessions of any show on the station, CITR.ca. Forthcoming on The Basement tonight, finishing up is Nondescript's remix of NERD. That tune is called time for some action, and it is time. Like I said, we're going to start things off a little on the electro side. The next tune coming up is a Crafty Cuts re-rub that will destroy any party, so make sure to turn up your systems.
Time for some action.
Increase that subwoofer. We're going heavy. Number starting up is a Crafty Cuts re-rub of Afrojack and Rehab. They did a tune not too long ago featuring Lily Allen, a little vocal sample in there. And the tune's called Frutata. This is the Crafty Cuts remix that's available actually for free download on his SoundCloud, so make sure to go find that. For those of you that like bass-heavy break beats, this tune is for you. Madness is brought to you by Crafty Cuts. You can pick up that free download, Crafty Cuts, on his SoundCloud. That tune is called Frutata, featuring Lily Allen, and that one's originally done by Rehab and Afrojack. SoundCloud.com/Crafty Cuts is where you gotta go, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining me, this show is called The Basement. You're in either online at CITR.ca, listening that way, or tuned in on the dial 101.9 FM. For the next hour and a half or so, up to 10:30, we'll be going through all the bass-heavy tunage. Lots of diversity on the show. The next tune is brand new. It's from a guy, calls himself Udachi, spelled U-D-A-C-H-I, Udachi. Anyways, he just put out a 6-track EP, I believe. Yeah, 6 tracks on Party Like Us Records. Party Like Us Records, also known as Plur, is AC Slater's imprint. So the whole EP is a lot of bouncy, kind of electro, funky, bassline kind of grooves with a touch of dubstep in there. Anyways, this is Udachi and his original tune called Shaolin Slum 2000. Programming and arrangement, fantastic tune, Udachi, everybody, and that tune is called Shaolin Slum 2000. Make sure to check out the rest of the EP. It's called Udachi, released on Party Like Us Records. It's more of this party craze and club music that just really gets any crowd going. Lots of energy in all of his music, so check him out, Udachi. Big stuff to be expected.
So hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Welcome back after that short break. We're going to keep with the quick-paced bass lines. This new one is a fresh release off Mad Decent, which is Diplo's imprint, by a person who calls himself Paper Diamonds, usually known for more of the glitch-hoppy dubstep array of bass music. He's kind of taking a twist on Moonbaton with this one. Lots of unique flavors in this. Features a fantastic vocalist, Nasty Mew, I believe it's pronounced. Anyways, the tune is called Turn the Lights Off. Make sure to check it out at maddecent.com or paperdiamond.com. Here we go, Turn the Lights Off. Tune. Like I said, that's not usually Paper Diamond's style. He's usually more of a glitch hop dubstep producer, but wow, that one has tons of energy, lots of Moomba flavor. Probably why it was just released on Mad Decent for free. So make sure to go to maddecent.com or paperdiamond.com to find out, or rather to download that copy. Great tune. Once again, that was Paper Diamond. Turn the Lights Off. Starting up is another freebie. This one was put out by Jake Roberts, which is half of the Canadian glitch hop duo Knight Riders. This one is a little weird, but you know what? It's true to how dubstep and bass music is slowly evolving into the weird. Once again, Jake Roberts, everybody. This tune is called Something Inside. That is half of Knight Riders. He calls himself Jake Roberts, and that tune is called Something Inside. Looking forward to future Jake Roberts tunes. He just put out an EP, actually, that you can find on Aditech. Weird stuff. Wow. And it doesn't end there, I'm afraid. Us Canadians, we just like things weird. And this next duo is a whole other level of bass craziness. This comes from XI and Bombaman, two of my favorite producers based out of Ontario. They've actually come together to do a couple collaborations as the alias Low Tech. Now, this tune was featured on a 3-track EP that got released on Off-X Records based out of here in Vancouver. The 3 tracks, one called Vacuum, the other called Web Snapper, and the other called Some Swell View, are all huge tunes. This one is called Vacuum by Low Tech, and it gets... I'll let it speak for itself, actually. We'll be right back. Wow, some serious sub bass in that one. Once again, that's by Low Tech, who is Bumbleman and XI together. And that tune was called Vacuum. Holy moly. Anyways, we're going to keep with more of the sub bass, kind of heavy dubstep, or rather deep dubstep. The kind of dubstep that if you were standing in front of a wall of subwoofers and, say, the last tune or even this tune went on, I'm pretty sure the vibrations from the subs would push you over. Anyways, this tune starting up is by Vancouver's very own Self-Evident. Brother to Max Delis, he is an incredible producer. He's on fire, tons of forthcoming business. This tune was released over the summer on Moody Music, which is probably the most popular and highly regarded glitch hop label in North America right now. Anyways, this tune is called To You. Up is Self-Evident's tune called To You. Self-Evident, part of the Vancouver-based Lyta crew. You must check him out, soundcloud.com/self-evident, for all of his forthcoming business. That tune, incredible, and kind of unlike his usual stuff. Usually he does more 808 kind of juke footwork-esque such things, but that last one was pretty bass heavy. And we're going to move away from the dubstep for a little bit and go into a little glitch hop with Bevy Swift, half of Glitchy and Scratchy, also a Vancouverite. This tune is his Ego Trip re-rub of Mickey Rocks by the Cool Kids.
Bevy, Swift, Bevy, Swift, Bevy, 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 Bevy, now you're walking heavy. Didn't say you're hitting, now you're walking heavy. Didn't even say you're hitting, now you're walking heavy. Didn't say you're hitting, now you're walking heavy. Hitting, now you're walking heavy. Didn't say you're hitting, now you're walking heavy. Didn't even say you're hitting, now you're walking heavy. Bevy, 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 Bevy.
Swift, Swift, Swift.
Devi Swift, Devi Swift, Devi Swift, Devi Swift, Devi Swift, Devi Swift, Devi Swift.
You ain't Swift, you ain't Swift, you ain't Swift, you ain't Swift, you ain't Swift.
In that one, Bevy Swift on the re-rub. That is his Ego Trip re-rub, to be exact. The tune is called Mikey Rocks, originally done by the Cool Kids. It once upon a time was available for free download. Not so much anymore, but he does have a forthcoming full-length album due out this summer on San Francisco's Moody Music. Like I mentioned earlier, Moody Music, probably North America's leading glitch hop label.
No, I can't seem to get it. And in my mind, I'm betting.
And starting up is an old one by Flying Lotus featuring Andrea Triani on the vocals. This one's called Tea Leaf Dancers. Very minimal, little bit of glitch hop inspiration in this one. It's groovy.
If you want to stay, then you can't be here with me. But I can't let go of this love unknown so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can't be here with me. But I can't let go of this love unknown so easily.
Hear me out.
A deep little number, originally done by Flying, sorry, not originally, it is originally done by Flying Lotus with Andrea Triana on there, but no remixes. For those of you unfamiliar with this tune, it came out in 2007, and around then, hip-hop began to merge with electronic music, which I guess created this whole glitch-hop phenomena. Anyways, Flying Lotus probably started it all, him and the Glitch Mob. Anyways, moving away from the glitch hop and keeping with the mellow melodic bits, this is a good vocal piece. It's done by Swindle. Features a few vocalists. We got Nadia Suleiman and Footsie on this. Lots of summertime grooves in this one. It's a good tune. I'll let it speak for itself. Here we go.
And keep on marching to the mission. Don't ever fall to the wayside.
The ignition is lit. I don't need a trip to Specsavers. Why? Cause my vision is sick. I'm here on a mission and I'm moving fast. I'm here on a mission and I'm moving quick. If you think you're gonna catch me, then you better get moving, prick. Cause I'm on the case and I'm moving sick. I'm sicker than them guys there. Darker, quicker than them guys there. You can't catch me when I'm at top speed. Faster, quicker than them guys there. Bugatti, there or not? I'm not on what they're on. Give me a DVD, I'll jump. Tear on your business, spray like pumps from where.
And keep on marching to the mission. Don't ever fall to the wayside. You gotta light the ignition.
Nobody can't tell me a thing, it's me. And a them, it's me. I'm a N with a G. And I spit with D-double-E. And I rep for the F and the G. And I'm an F in G. Look, this is my playground. You don't wanna F with me. Nah, you can't F with man. Man will come with a ting on the next thing. Fam, it's fucks on the beat, it's the next thing. Fam, and the fans wanna know what's the next thing. But the music is so interesting. And overly pumping when I touch my thing, get the crowd jumping.
And keep on marching to the mission. Don't ever fall to the wayside. You gotta light the ignition.
See, fun little groovy number, perfect for the summer. That one's by Swindle, featuring Nadia Suleiman, something like that, and Footsie on that one. That one's called Ignition. Great little number, I love that tune.
Now.
starting up is a kind of reggae dub tune done by L. Nix. L. Nix. Based out of, I believe, Manitoba. Let me clarify.
Ever since the herbs slow down, police and road boy them in a showdown. Them a search round the compound. You know a man and a weed clown. Find a little piece of land and a plot me hometown south. Tell the youth them not fit sit pill. Too much crack and cocaine and make the world a feel ill, you know. Love ganja, not slip a bill. Hungry thing where you make man feel still.
So can't find exactly where L. Nix is from, but Canadian nonetheless. Half of the duo Orbitac, if you've heard that famous tune Ganja Dub, that's them, that's Orbitac. Anyways, L. Nix put out a mix not too long ago for Gem Le Dubstep, the Montreal-based dubstep blog, so make sure to check that out at gemledubstep.com.
Real size school, get the herb it plenty. Like scare them, don't the soldier wanna lengthy, yeah. Mr. Spock never empty. The $15 pack we call that top century. Mr. The own herb documentary. Burn me man, I call that film for 20, yeah. When me say, yeah, I when am I gonna realize good works wanna advertise? When am I gonna legalize? Hey, if I'm a man, I beg a legalize. When am I gonna realize government them a terrorize? Cooperation them a capitalize. While if I'm a man, I beg a legalize. Hey, yo.
Love that tune, the perfect dubstep emphasis on a nice reggae vibe. That one's originally done by Collie Buds. The tune's called Come Around. L. Nix has put his little spin on things. L-N-I-X, if you're wondering the spelling there. Like I mentioned, they just finished a mix. Check out gemledubstep.com for that. Now we're going to take a short break here, so stay with us here on CITR 101.9 FM.
CITR and the Rickshaw are proud to present Dixie's Death Pool, May 19th. After a lengthy hiatus from live performance, CITR and Discorder's favorites, Dixie's Death Pool returns to the stage in support of their new album, The Man with the Flowering Hands. Performing at the Rickshaw with dream pop stars, shimmering stars, and the psych rock sensations Dirty Spells. Tripping out is made easy with live video manipulation by Merlin. That's Dixie's Death Pool, Shimmering Stars, and Dirty Spells, May 19th at the Rickshaw.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Okay, let the face melting begin. Welcome back to CITR 101.9. My name is Rhett Olson. You are listening to The Basement. Been here since 9 and I'll be stuck here till 10:30. Until then, we're going to kick things up into overdrive a little bit with some Vancouver-based dubstep. This comes from Sub Antics, who's headlining a show actually tonight at Club 560. 560 Seymour Street is where you got to go if you're feeling the dubstep tonight. But as far as Sub Antics goes, he's about 22 years of age. He's been producing for maybe 3 years. I may have went to university with this guy. May have gotten into a lot of shenanigans back in res. But regardless, Sub Antics is a bad man. This tune is an original of his. It's available for free download. It's called Culture Shock. If you want to pick it up, soundcloud.com/subantics is where you got to go for that. If you want to drop a line here at the station, questions, comments, contributions, 604-822-CITR. Once again, 604-822-CITR. Here's Sub Antics. Beware. We'll be right back. moly. That is some big stuff coming from Subantics. Love the double time there, three quarters of the way through the track. Once again, that's called Culture Shock. And it's a big shock, big, big shock. Okay, now we're going to chill things out a little bit, go into the deeper, darker dubstep that's just a little slower. And this next one is originally done by a Vancouver-born B-Traits, who's currently signed to Digital Soundboy out of the UK, and therefore she's living in the UK. Now, B-Traits, on her latest EP, had various remixers, very, very well-known remixers, such as D-Bridge, Eats Everything, Todd Latee, DJ Q, and this one, Breakage, did a remix. Now, the original of the tune is called Fever. It features Elizabeth Troy on the vocals, and this is the Breakage remix. So here we go. So coming in right now is a pretty hardcore drum and bass tune, like nail core drum and bass kind of thing. It's brought to you by Vancouver's Crusha, who's laying it down in a few weeks, I believe the first Saturday of June, with Human Planet, Subhuman, and Imprint Recordings label head Diesel Boy and his crew, including Smash Gordon, Bear, and Messinian. Anyways, this tune, also released on Subhuman Records, which is Diesel Boy's label, called Need Your Loving, gets absolutely huge. Excellent double bass drum kick. Really, really big stuff here. Crush ya, everybody.
Everybody's coming.
So if you, ladies and gentlemen, dig these sounds, check out the Red Room, Saturday, June 2nd. Crusha will be playing alongside Diesel Boy, Bear, Smash Gordon, and Messinian. It is the Subhuman Beatdown. That's going to be good. Anyways, wrapping up is Crush's original tune, Need Your Loving, brand new release on Subhuman, which is Diesel Boy's imprint. Big things expected for Crusha. And starting up is another Canadian drum and bass producer making big, big, big things. This one's called Headlock. It was recently put out by Ram Records. He got Andy C's or Shimon's attention with countless releases on Machinist Music, which is a D&B label based out of here in Canada. But anyways, this tune, Headlock, just recently got featured on the Drum and Bass Arena 2012 compilation. So Rene Lavie, everybody, he's making big things, big things. This is Headlock. Kind of hear the Ram Records-esque style in there. Really, really happy to hear that Ram Records picked up Rene Lavie's because, well, Rene is just untapped. So looking forward to lots more Ram Records and Rene Lavie's releases. Finishing up is a tune called Headlock that was just featured on the Drum and Bass Arena 2012 compilation. Features other heavyweights like Sub Focus, Noisia. The list goes on. Make sure to pick it up if you're a big D&B fan. Lots of various compilations coming up over the summer, so gotta love the compilation. Such diversity in there. Loving it. And we're gonna go away from the kind of garagey, jungly drum and bass into the more liquid, fluid drum and bass. This is brought to you by Blue Marten, who I learned the other day self-releases all of their tunes, or a lot of their tunes. And I believe they're on their second full-length album, or a third, something like that. Anyways, this is from the latest album entitled Love is the Devil. This is featuring Christy Hawkshaw on the vocals. The tune is called Whisper. Great little number. Definitely perfect for closing up a set. Once again, this is Whisper. Such a beautiful tune. Once again, that's Christy Hawkshaw on the vocals, Blue Marten on the production. The tune is called Whispers, out on their latest release called Love is the Devil. Perfect, perfect summertime music. Excellent little liquid drum and bass number there. Blue Marten, if you're unfamiliar, have just been putting out countless and countless of quality tunes. Cannot wait to see them live again. Their shows are just incredible. Blue Marten, everybody. And we're going to stick with the down-tempo kind of liquid drum and bass styles. We're going to bring it back home to Vancouver. This is a remix done by Vancouverite Kermokum. member of the Shaw DJ's crew, and regularly lays it down here in Vancouver. This is his remix of Seba's Painted Sky. Really, really melodic tune. I'll just let it play out. Love it, love it. lovely, lovely tune. Once again, that is Kermokum's remix of Seba's Painted Skies. Kermokum is a part of the Shaw DJs crew based out of here in Vancouver. Check out shawdjs.com for more information about him. Or also check out eastvandigital.com. He has a release on there that is definitely worth some time. It's called Cicada. Kermokum, repping the liquid drum and bass flavors of drumming of Vancouver, BC. And right about now, we're going to take a whole 360, rather 180, complete turnaround of musical styles. This is brought to you by Sun Monks, who kind of represent a glitchier side of electronica. This one was released on Interchill Records, which is based out of Salt Spring Island off the coast of British Columbia.